No Christian can fulfill God's purpose on their own. Let me say that again. No Christian can fulfill God's purpose on their own. Hello, my name is Aaron Koonsman. I am the lead pastor of Community Alliance Church in Ballston Spa, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. As Americans, we live in a culture where independence and self-reliance are not merely things we strive for, but they're practically virtues. Now, I resonate with that. My own forebears were homesteaders in Colorado, and plenty of that lone wolf, that fierce self-determination, flows through my own veins. There's nothing wrong with this sort of mountain man spirit. However, not all of it translates to the Christian experience that God is calling each of us to walk. You see, Scripture tells us that God has a purpose for us. In Ephesians 2, we are told that God is building us into his dwelling place. And while some scripture tells us that we individually are God's dwelling place, most of scripture, including in Ephesians, tells us that all Christians collectively make up God's house. That each of us brings something with our gifts and abilities and personalities that become an important part of the whole. There's no whole without each part, but there's also no part that makes up the entirety of the whole either. Nobody can do it on their own. We are gathered together to be part of God's house, so that he can dwell in us all collectively. This is part of God's purpose. But God also has another purpose for us, as his dwelling place, as the church. In Ephesians 3:10, it says that God's purpose for his church is to put his wisdom on display before the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. The unseen rulers and authorities being spoken of in this verse are these spiritual forces of evil out there, even the devil himself. This becomes very clear if you reference Paul's use of these words throughout the rest of Ephesians. Now, when I think about displaying God's wisdom before the forces of evil out there, I think of Job, when he displayed righteousness before Satan in his own divine contest. This is similar to our purpose as the church, that together we put the forces of darkness and evil to shame as we display God's wisdom. So no single individual stone, no single individual can be the entirety of God's house. We build God's house together, and no single individual person can entirely display God's wisdom. We display God's wisdom together. No Christian by themselves can fulfill God's purpose. While independence and self-reliance are admirable values, God has designed you to be an important part of something much bigger. If you do not regularly attend a good church, I want to encourage you to make a commitment to a local congregation today, a place where you can be known and supported, but also a place where you can contribute and invest. If you happen to live near Ballston Spa, New York, and are looking for a church, you are welcome to join us at Community Alliance Church. Our Sunday service time is 10:30 a.m. You're welcome to come as you are. And there's more information about us at BallstonSpaAlliance.org. All Christians are members of God's family. Together, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with a cornerstone being Jesus Christ himself, built to fulfill God's purpose. May you live out that purpose today.